Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Krueger. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gagne moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Nagy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berga out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Ortiz goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rebule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby scores. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. The ball gets by Harper. He chases the ball to the backstop. Whiten moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga bunts towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Berge scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hill is 0-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bell scores. Martinez scores. Hill moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz is 0-2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rabiule is 0-2 in the game. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ortiz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-3 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berge is 0-3 in the game. Berge hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 0-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Puckett is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Puckett hits a pop-up beyond second. Berge can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.